Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Amy Loboda, editor of Aviation for Women magazine and FAST Team representative Fort Myers, Florida, who is today's host.
This is Amy Loboda, host of FAA's Managing Safety, with you here at the Red Bull Air Race World Championship in San Diego, California. The Red Bull Air Race World Championship is an international series of races with participation of at least 10 pilots at each race. Here today we have 15 pilots participating. The object is to navigate an aerial racetrack featuring airfield pylons in the fastest possible time, incurring as few penalties as possible. Pilots can win the world championship points at each race, and the one with the most points after the last race of the season becomes the Red Bull Air Race World Champion. But how do they do this safely? The Red Bull Air Race pilots use specific airplanes for the purposes of the race. They have an Edge 540 or the new MX S-R. Both airplanes use a Lycoming 540, highly modified. There is specific survival equipment on board, which is absolutely necessary. The race today is taking place in San Diego Bay. The pilots are just a few feet off the water even as they go through the gates. All pilots wear special helmets, some with a visor, fireproof resistant flight suits, flying gloves, flying boots, and parachutes. The canopy can be jettisoned for a bailout if needed. Over water, they also wear a water survival vest that can be activated to inflate if they need to. Additionally, they've got an oxygen bottle and an oxygen mask, which they can use in case of a ditching situation. There are also helicopters, speedboats with rescue divers, and a flight surgeon on standby during every flying session of a Red Bull Air Race. The race pilots undergo additional water survival training, including underwater rollover training. Over the course of training days and qualifying days, and of course the final race day, I've had the opportunity to speak with a pilot, the race director, and one of the helicopter pilots with the Red Bull Air Race Championship to talk a little bit more about how they have an astonishing, perfect safety record. This is Amy Loboda from Red Bull Air Race World Championships 2009 San Diego. And today I have with me Jörg Fleischmann, President and CEO, Helicopter Operations Director for Red Bull Air Races. Jörg, tell me a little bit about why there's a helicopter here with all these airplanes.
The reason why we take to all the races the same helicopter and the same crew is simply what we are doing is unique. So we bring a whole bunch of airplanes into a city, or most of the time into a city, and they are flying through a track. So we are part, or the helicopter crew is part of the air race since the very first air race 5 years ago. And it took us a long time to get the trust and the confidence between the pilots racing through the course and the helicopter crew to get these amazing pictures we can do now.
Now, you've got some kind of interesting camera hanging off the front of that helicopter. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we have several cameras on that chip. So the main camera is a Cineflex V14 system, which is used all over the world from TV stations. It's a full high-definition system, and also our transmitters are full high-def capabilities. Then we have two more cameras, one on the tail of the ship, to overlook from the tail position the whole helicopter, to give some pictures when, for example, some of the base jumpers we sometimes drop or the parachuters are getting out of the helicopter, that we see them, how they climb out of the cabin onto the skid. And then the third camera we have is in the cockpit. It's an onboard camera. All these cameras are high definition standard. And the camera in the cockpit we use when I'm flying 5 minutes before the race starts through the actual course and explain to people on the ground, on site, and the TV spectators how the course works and where the pilots had problems during the trainings, where they have to watch out where pilots lose or win the race.
So you're kind of talent too. You have to do a lot of things at once. Flying a helicopter is not easy, and then you have to actually talk at the same time.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. But that we are used to. I'm doing that since 10 years. I started with traffic reports, and now we are doing live shows on several different sport events, all related to Air Red Bull.
Okay. Now, do you get here before or after the pilots, and do you actually help them to set up the course?
Actually, the course is set up weeks or months before we are coming to an location, because we have to send it in to all the local authorities, or like here to the FAA. They will approve the course, but I arrive at the same time when the other pilots arrive. My team members, like the mechanics from us or the camera guys, they arrive even earlier to prepare the helicopter, to set everything up, to make sure that when I arrive that the helicopter is working, and so we can start to fly together with my camera operator.
Now, is there a helicopter for each hemisphere, or is it the same helicopter and you take it apart and put it back together again, just like these airplanes?
Yes, it's the same helicopter, and it's transported on the same cargo airplane like all the race planes and like all the hangars we see here. And now after this San Diego race, we fly the helicopter through the whole United States over to Toronto, because we do some shows over in Toronto at, I think, the 20th of May.
Okay. Now, is this the same helicopter that does the aerobatics, or is this a version of it?
It's the same type. It's also a Eurocopter BO-105. It can do aerobatics. We did it with that helicopter. But here on the air race, it's purely used for this filming and for some show parts. But for the aerobatics, we use another BO-105.
Okay, and Chuck flies that, is that right?
That's right. Here in the States, it's Chuck Aaron which flies it, and in Europe, it's Rainer Wilke.
Now, what makes that helicopter so maneuverable?
It's a specially built helicopter. It was designed in the 70s, so it's almost 40 years old. The original design, the one we have here, is 15 years old. And it was actually designed as an anti-attack helicopter. So it has a very specific, very special, unique rotor head system. And so that makes it the unique ship to do aerobatics and to do the unique stuff we do in the track.
Excellent. We're going to take a break. We have Jörg Fleischmann at the Red Bull Air Race Championships here in San Diego.
Now, let's rejoin Amy Loboda and Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios.
Welcome back to Managing Safety. I'm Amy Loboda, your host. I have Jörg Fleischmann. He is the Director of Helicopter Operations for Red Bull Air Race World Championship. Let's talk about trust. You're out there on the race course when those pilots are pushing the envelope. What do you do to build that trust with the pilots?
We are now part since the very beginning, as I explained before. So when there are, like this year, new rookies start to come into the championship, then I'm already part on the rookie camp, which took place end of last year. So even when they start in the rookie camp, I'm there with the helicopter. I start to fly with them, do some formations flight to get familiar how they react in the formation. Because what all pilots tell me is that they never see me when they are flying in the track. But guess we are flying sometimes close to 1 to 2 meters to these guys when they are in the track. So we are extremely close to them. But when we started 5 years ago, we were flying outside of the track, filming just from above and from outside. And then we getting closer and closer and closer. We started to do some practicing, some trainings. Out of an air race, just we build it up in a special track, and then we started. And after 5 years of full-time doing that with all the pilots we know, it is trust. But it's not only me as a pilot and the race pilot, it's also trust to all the people working on that championship, my crew guys, they do an amazing job because they make sure that the helicopter is in a perfect condition. We do much more than a normal maintenance program because I want to be sure that the helicopter is always in the best shape. And due to the fact that this helicopter was designed for an anti-attack, it's really made. We changed the part and we put new parts in.
If somebody was going to take something away, a little gem of how to do that, I think that's one of the things that I would say is you never push it. You know, if it looks like it might be a little worn, it's time to change it. You have to absolutely trust your machine, and that's one way you can do it. And then the next thing is you and your mechanics have to have a relationship. You have to be absolutely comfortable that they have done everything right.
Yeah, that's right. And also our mechanics, they know why we are here. So it's not because we are better pilots or better camera operators. It's because we are part of the team since the very beginning. The pilots know us, we know the pilots. But it's also, here we have our own security people. That means we want to take care that even during the night when nobody is here or should be here, we control the whole area because we want to have the highest safety level. Because we know we bring such a show, such a championship into a city. We are playing in front of a skyline. We are here for 1 week. We are guests here. And then we move to the next location. But that means the number one safety level we have to keep. We don't argue, we don't think, can we push this a little bit more, this a little bit more. It looks spectacular, but it's always safety first. And we do, and we don't play with the word safety.
Jörg Fleischmann, Director of Helicopter Operations for Red Bull Air Race Championship. I don't think I could say it any better than that. You don't mess around with the word safety. This is Amy Labota for Managing Safety at Red Bull Air Race Championships, San Diego 2009.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.